You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
That's right, you're locked into Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds from the Asian region with me, Afnir Ting. This week, we're having a chat with local producer, musician, singer, rapper, and more, Mat Jet, who used to go by the name Izzat. We'll be finding out all about the new phase of his career. After producing for others, he's finally putting out music for himself. We also get into more detail about his producing techniques and find out what's the secret sauce to his productions. All that and more coming your way after a couple of tunes from the Asian region. Let's start off the hour with Indonesian act Bub. His brand new album, Momo's Mysterious Skin, has been out for quite some time now, but you can finally enjoy it in full on your favorite streaming service of choice. Here's a track from that album. This one's called Painting with Sewage by Bub, right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9.
Hello, nice to meet you. I'm the meanest in the clique, yeah, I'll keep you on your feet. Hey, I've been like a sister fetus. Know that your heel is only as good as Achilles. Can you feel it? You're just another meal to me. Toto Selexi Alamibu me. Rolling in the thunder with nothing but my pajamas. Bring peace to the land, call me Remo Gautama. Or Remo Benihana, how I cooked up a volcano. Mother, I'm crying from the youngest that I played it. Call me next time, don't forget to thank me later. Numbers high as pie when you calculate my greatness. Hey, back to basics. I know you hit the up game that I run. Bet you feeling it a ton. You know I do this just for fun. Doesn't matter if you run, you know I'm gonna get you. Assalamualaikum. Hanya pada kebanggaan yang aku tenun. Malapetaka yang terus bersifat rukun. Maha kuasa berpuasa dari hukum. Tak ada rehat dari pagi sampai malam. Walau jiwa bersenandung irama yang menghitam. Tidak stakato pada pergerakan mesin. Aku dan lingkaran aku menolak klandestin. Sudah merasa resah. Mendengarkan idiot alam semesta. Walau kolam aku terlihat panah. Tapi pas selupin kaki malah fata morgana.
Hidup aku dalam antitesis. I mean, I don't really hear. I took it off your playlist. I'm a menace to the sun. I'm in my bag like it's lunchtime. I'm gunning for you. One.
I get stressed, I get faded. When I get stressed, I get faded. When I get stressed, I get faded. I'm getting nauseous. 몰라 해도 악나버리는지 초조한 난 한없이 오늘 노파리 like me 심장은 밖으로 뛰 난 숨가쁘게 움직여 부딪혀 sparkling heat
Got a lot of enemies, fam. Keep the crew tight. Let a few go, I'll be there. 지켜온 내 것은 결국 싫다. Let it be, fam. 더 이상 남을 위한 것은 무용이야. Hustle for the wrong reasons. Hunting season, clean slate.
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Why I keep on going back to you? And why you never give a fuck about me? Coming up gets so crazy.
brand new jam from alternative R&B act Shamil, who's one half of local duo Herbal Candy. That was a brand new one from him called Yi You. Expect to hear more tracks from him very soon. Right before that was 3AM Honjo Wolf Freestyle from the Korean trio of Dean, Taber and Kim Simya. Okay, heading to our very first break of the hour. But when we come back, I'll be joined by Mud Jet to learn more about his brand new single. It's called Angkasa featuring Mohsin, Kush and Off Grid. But here's one more track before we head to our first break of the hour. It's from producer and singer Fishdoll's latest album called Moon Sands. Here's Fishdoll with Remember It's Just a Dream. Right here on Wavelength BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds from the Asian region with me, Ofnir Thing. Right now, joining me on the line, I have Mud Jet. He has a brand new single, a debut single out right now featuring Mohsin, Kush and Off Grid. It's called Angkasa. Hey man, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Ofnir?
It's okay if contact will let me try.
It's okay.
Let's
taking back to maybe your first few tracks that you've put out, I think the very first track that I heard from you was via XYX with the track She, released back in 2017, I think. Was XYX Class of Sound your very first venture into music?
Yeah, it's actually like one of the first songs that we put out as a collective, I would say. And we were so young back then. We were just having fun, and it turns out pretty good, I would say, like in 2017, right? And yeah, it's like one of our first work, and we're still proud of it, I would say. Yeah.
Would you say that was one of your first beats as well?
It actually, yeah, it's like one of the few beats that I made back then.
Are you still using the same software? I believe there's a video out on YouTube that shows your process a bit, where you used Fruity Loops, I believe.
Yeah, Fruity Loops 11 back then. Now is the latest version, I use 20. And like during the pandemic, the first stage of pandemic, me and Wasgood would like go on stream and make beats in YouTube live stream. And it was just for fun though. We were just passionate about it, I guess.
I love how Fruity Loops right now is getting the recognition that they deserve. Because back then, you know, using Fruity Loops is not always the coolest thing to use. But then these days, with more and more producers that have been really been pushing for Fruity Loops right now, I think it's finally getting the recognition that it deserves.
Yeah. I remember like one of my friends was like, hey, why not use Ableton? Because that's like the hottest right now. They can even like do live loop, I guess. But I just stick to the same old Fruity Loops, loyal.
And there's a certain kind of sound that you can produce with Fruity Loops because of the way how the grid is designed, that it maybe feels a bit like a drum machine.
Yeah. For me, like my personal opinion, the drum pattern in FL Studio is much more easier, and because you can just sort of like draw it out like how you want it to sound like. And I've tried Ableton and it's pretty hard for me. Maybe because I thought venture enough, but yeah, I would say for beat making, FL is like my go-to lah.
Who are some of the music figures that influenced you in those early days? Were they Fruity Loops users as well?
One thing I know, Flume uses Ableton, my inspiration, my idol. But yeah, Dear Gunner, Ableton. I think Metro uses FL Studio as well. So ada yang Ableton, ada yang FL. But either way, I respect what they use. It's just like maybe the outcome yang impressed me more.
So were you always the kind of music listener that would pay more attention to producers rather than, you know, singers or rappers?
Back then, I pay more attention in the details of the music production. Like mixing-wise, maybe like, you know how, okay, for example, James Blake, yeah, the certain part in a song yang he would like do weird shit. That kind of thing like mind blown out for me. And the small details, the ear candy to yang like surprised me in music production.
In terms of your own career right now in music, do you see yourself, you know, more of a producer or more of a, you know, more of a singer / rapper first?
I don't know. I'm still discovering myself, but my latest work is like what I'm going to do as for now, because dia macam, it's my own production as well as I'm showing my growth to people. To be honest, like I'm not the best singer. I'm not great at it, but I'll try. I can show them that people like me, yang ada music producing knowledge, can make it work. You know, like the hard work, and it's not sort of just macam, oh, I can sing, maybe I can make like good music. Like I just want to say, yang macam, if you believe yang you can like make it work, then you can just have to venture it more.
And sometimes as the producer, you can imagine the full song in your head. And even though you're not the best vocalist or whatnot, but I believe, you know, if you're the producer and you have the finished product in your head, you can maybe flesh out what you had in your mind even better than, you know, say, giving it to somebody and trying to impart that message, you know, try to sing it this way. I think you will always do it the best way that you can imagine.
Yeah. Like, before finishing a track, I would already have a vision in mind, which I want it to be this way, that way. And during that time, it's only in my head. So I just try my best to put it out. I guess it sounds so crazy, but it's already in my head before like finishing the song itself. So I don't know how to describe it, but it's just there.
So once you have that vision, you need to straight away like put it down into Fruity Loops.
Yeah. Like the idea is already there. I would just grab my microphone and just record a draft. And like apa, put it in my phone and just dengar je all the time until to the point yang macam oh this needs to be layered, this needs to be macam add harmonized to it, something like that. Yeah, I think it's all about patience like for finishing the song itself.
Do you usually mix as you go? Maybe you started off with the drums, then you mix it first before putting down other ideas, or do you put down all the ideas first, then only mix?
I would have presets. Like, I already save my own presets for vocals, for drums, and also, like, if I want to keep the demo in my phone or something, I would just throw effects. It would be easier like that. And then when the process is done, then I would like take out all the effects and mix it back normally. So it's a long process, I would say. Imagine.
So it sounds like you're the kind of guy that, you know, really takes your time with each track, each production, and it might even take, you know, weeks or months. Am I right to say that?
Yeah. The last track, the Angkasa track, took me a year. It's already done like a few months back, but I just want to keep on listening to it, you know, just
fine-tune,
get the satisfaction. Yeah, because I don't really care like what people think of it. I mean, I do care, but the most important part is I just want to be satisfied with my own production. Like, oh, I'm already here, I can mix and finish a track professionally. Maybe that is what I want to achieve, like put out songs professionally. I mean, it doesn't have to be like 10 songs in a year. I'm comfortable with putting out less songs. Just want it to be perfect, at least.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah. As long as I'm satisfied with it. Yeah. It's all about my satisfaction. I just want it to sound perfect.
A lot of times people make music for their fans, for the crowd, but they always forget that you have to be happy with your own music in the first place.
Yeah, everyone has their own ways, I guess. And some musicians, they do it full time, so they would have lesser time to think of each songs yang they put out. Me, because I'm still a student and I'm still studying, so I still have my time to finish my music as well as focus on my studies. So I tend to care less about what I'm putting out and my progress, because di macam I selalu got distracted by college stuff, you know. Yeah, just some priorities are. But I'm still finishing music, so either way, it's the music journey. Because if I graduate, it will still be the music route juga. So no escape.
That's good to hear. So when you usually produce a track, what do you usually start off with? Is it usually the drums first, or is it the melody first?
This is a good question. I have like lots of demos, and I've been experimenting with what I start on usually. It's actually if I have a complicated melody going on, like maybe let's say 8 different chords in 8 bar loop. Maybe if that's already complicated enough, I would just throw out simple drums on it. But if the drum itself is already very full and very complicated, then the melody will be very simple. It's just a rotation. Okay, let's say if I have UKG drums, then the chords are gonna be simple, you know. If not, it's clashing a bit lah. If you do complicated,
it's a bit like cooking, right? Like you want to balance out the flavors, sweet and sour. You can't have it too salty, too sweet.
Yeah, it's like cooking. That's why whenever like producers, they make beats, they say, oh, masak. Cook in the studio. Literally cooking, though.
And what about samples? Are you a fan of samples, or do you usually make your own samples?
50-50 lah. Like sometimes if I have no ideas on what to start, I would just download packs. Like let's say venture into trance, I would download trance loops and like try and tweak the sample itself, maybe sometimes I would just draw a simple melody and then render it to wave, and then baru macam mix and match, potong-potong semua. It depends lah, but normally I would just draw, straight up draw from my DAW.
You know, as a producer these days, right, I think producers are really spoiled with choice. There's just so many options out there. And like you said, sample packs, right? There's just so many sample packs and different plugins that you can just download at the moment that it can be pretty overwhelming. So how often do you, you know, search for these new sample packs or new plugins? Or are you the kind that, you know, stick with the few tools and sample packs that you have and you just try to work with what you have?
I would stick to what I have with what I have, but like whenever my friends, producer friends datang, we would like trade stuff, like okay, dia akan bawa his hard disk and then like we trade samples, something like that. It's like you're playing Pokemon and then like you're trading your Pokemon. Yeah, it's similar to that. It's fun lah to do it that way. Yeah, we would just trade. But if how often I would macam download dekat internet, I would say jarang lah, because the reason I got into producing pun is because I have slow Wi-Fi. Like producing requires no Wi-Fi, so macam I'm already used to it lah. Just maybe search up on YouTube how to really use the plugin and like utilize the sound of it.
I'm currently speaking to producer and vocalist Matt Jett. We'll be heading for another break, but in the meantime, here's a track by singer Cody and produced by Matt Jett. This one's called Desire, right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofnir Ting. I've been speaking to Matt Jett to learn about his brand new path of embarking as not only a producer, but as a vocalist as well, producing tracks for himself. And not too long ago, he has dropped his debut single that features Mohsin Kush and Off Grid called Angkasa. Is it safe to say that you've been producing for others more than you produce for yourself these days?
Yeah, always has been, man. I mean, I only have a song out yang literally got my voice in it. So throughout my whole journey, I've been producing for people. Maybe I just got bored and not try something else, you know. I just want to, what was on my mind when I want to start this is because I want to like challenge myself, like throughout the years, what's the progress? I just want to evaluate my progress and see what I can really do besides like doing the same old generic drum beats. And I want to try something different, like challenge myself. Maybe produce ballad after this, maybe synth pop. Disco-ish. I don't know, like, we'll see. Planning to lah.
You know, some producers, right, they love to produce and make beats on the spot, like with a room full of people. What about you? Do you prefer to produce beats alone or, you know, with a few friends around you to hype things up?
I enjoy doing both lah. Like, I've done both ways. And for me, dua-dua option pun okay, you know, because when you're with your friends, they can, like, bagi their own input. And when you're alone, you're more focused. So there are the like pros and cons to it, lah, both ways. But if I were to pick, then maybe I prefer doing it alone, lah, to get the mood going, like what I'm really feeling during that time.
Those that think you only do hip-hop beats exclusively are in for a shock because take for example Cody's latest track, right, that you produce. It's called Desires. It's not hip-hop at all, let's just say. As you said, you know, you're venturing out into different sounds. But surprisingly, you were mentioning to me before that that song is actually an old song that you did.
Yeah. I had this session last year where I try and like have this one session where I make lots of beats and I managed to write Desire during the same phase as well, during the same session. So one day my housemate dia tengah FaceTime ke Skype, I forgot, with Cody, and then Cody said something like she wanted to do like a Dua Lipa, Georgia Smith type of music. So I'm like, oh, maybe I have, let me check my laptop. So I did, and I just scrolled to my old projects and I found Desire. And on the spot, she can vibe to it, and eventually they would start write and stuff. And the next thing I know, that released. Yeah. I was pretty shocked as well. Wow, nice.
That was quick.
Congrats on the release. And yeah, go stream Desire by Cody.
But I discovered the truth behind the lies of your desires. Call me up all night.
I think the keys are really what makes the track what it is. Was that a sample or do you play those?
Yes. I played the keys. I wanted the beat to sound like French. At first, I wanted to do something like French deep house. I don't know, it's already in my mind lah, the melody. It's like fashion show type of music for me. Yeah, I really wanted to do that, and so I couldn't think of someone yang can like hop on the beat. But I guess it's Destiny. She killed it though. I mean, I like the song too. Yeah.
But enough about talking about producing for others. Let's talk about your own track. Your debut track is called Angkasa. Your official debut under the Mudjet name as well. Can you take me to the start? Yeah. How did that track come about?
So about Mudjet is actually a project of mine. Like, I want to put out music for my own under the moniker Mudjet. And the project is, for me, it's ambitious. I mean, it's on me. It's pretty ambitious. Because I want to try and put out tracks yang, in a way, they challenge myself and see what I can really do and where I can really go with these kind of sounds. So the first song out is Angkasa, which I'm actually proud of it because, as far as I know, I've never done something like that, and I'm very happy with the outcome because I think it's my best work yet in terms of mixing and like vocal layering. But the concept to it is something spacey, ambient type, electronic lush. I don't know. I guess I found my sound for now, like what I really want to do. I mean, it's in the head, right? Just tinggal na express to people. But yeah, I hope people can vibe to it.
How do you get Mohsin, Kush and Off-Grid on the track? Were you listening to it and you realised it's, you know, missing some other flavours, other ingredients in the pot?
The way I approach Mohsin, he's actually my neighbour.
Oh.
we always hang out with each other. we always hang out together kan. So macam ada this one time where I try, hey, I got this song coming, hey, try lah, dengar. And then we were in his car, and then dia macam, oh, this is actually pretty new. And dia macam, we had a few sessions together, and yeah, it's DJD just like that. Nicely, it's like aligned already. And the way how I approach Off-Grid is through WhatsApp. I sent him the demo after me and Mohsin record the hook and the pre-hook, the song. Yeah, trying to add the rap flavor to it. But I didn't expect like Off-Grid to like sing on the track itself. I was pretty amazed masa I received back the demo. I was like, yo, this shit crazy though. Yeah, it's like full of surprises. And I'm glad to have Off-Grid on the track as well.
Nice. Well, now that you've name dropped Beryl as one of your influences for Mud Jet, can fans expect something in that same vein, that kind of flavor with Angkasa?
Yeah. But this time it'll be more heavier. They can like feature with more artists yang not in the hip hop scene. It's a mixture, like how I approach Mohsin and all. They macam not from the same hip hop scene. They macam travel a bit just to finish the song, and macam along the line, they are actually good friends of mine. So macam they'll be more like that coming real soon.
I mean, don't mean to rush you or anything, but when can fans expect the follow up tune from Angkasa?
This year, but not so late. It's gonna be pretty soon. Yeah, just finishing up. I have lots of tracks though. Honestly, it's just that I'm just finding the right timing. Like, in my mindset right now, it's all about balance. So I just want to finish my college stuff first, and then when everything is gone, terus macam drop lah. You know, so like macam no pressure, and I rasa macam this is just the right timing for it. Yeah.
Nice.
But it's gonna be pretty soon.
Fingers crossed. For all listeners out there that would like to get more information about your upcoming tunes and latest news and all that, where's the best place to go to?
Where's the best place? My Spotify, at my Jet, or Lebuh Raya Selatan Instagram. All the updates, semua guys tu.
Thanks so much, man, for speaking with me, and wish you all the best, and I can't wait to hear all the upcoming tunes from you, especially that ballad that you have in the works.
For sure, man. It was nice talking to you. Thank you for having me, man.
If you'd like to revisit this episode, get a full track list of all the songs I've played, you can do so by heading over to our website. That's at www.bfm.my/wavelength. And that's the best way for you to access all our previous episodes. If you'd like to get in touch, you can always do so on Twitter. We are at BFM Radio, or writing into us feedback@bfm.my. Closing off with the debut single from Mud Jet featuring Mohsin, Kush and Off-Grid. This one's called Angkasa. Closing us off this week, right here on Wavelength, bringing the best sounds from the Asian region. I'm your host, Off Neo Ting. Do take care and stay safe out there, right here on BFM 89.9.
Ini bukan cinta, harus kuat. Dalam mencari tanah.